Special relationships and transatlantic correspondence galore. It's time for another installment of New York Real Talk on Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting.
The perfect sound of Roberto Cacciapaglia's tribute to David Bowie there, and of course Starman, which went down so well recently on the Midweek Drive. And I have to say, having purchased the album Atlas, it is an outstanding album with some of the finest tracks ever. And we are more than delighted to be able to welcome the maestro himself to New York Real Talk. It is indeed Roberto Cacciapaglia. How are you, Roberto?
Very good, Alex. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Well, very it's a genuine delight and a privilege.
I like very much New York because from I was almost a child, I frequent this beautiful city. And also, I went the last time I was in concert at the Carnegie Hall. It was a fantastic, a great moment. So I'm happy to speak with you and to be in contact again
well,
with
this is
you and with this city.
This is
Oh, yes.
absolutely perfect. And that's the reason Pamela Suman, who after all is the only one of us at present who's in New York. Pamela, it is obviously your co-hosted program. So Pamela, would you like to again formally welcome Roberto to New York Real Talk?
Oh, fantastic.
Roberto, welcome to New York Real Talk. We are honored to have you. And that comes later in the show, but we would love to have you back again. I know this already. And
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
has so much information and so many questions for you. And I actually have a burning question from a musician myself who also has a connection to Italy.
Oh.
So I just launch into my first question. Alex, do you think that's okay to do?
Pamela, you launch away.
Okay, Roberto, I was wondering, I was trying to picture you as a child, and how you fell in love with music and how that happened in Italy and what led you to the kind of music that you've been doing. What the initial spark was and how it was growing up in Italy and then and realizing that you loved music and how it's brought you all over the world. What was the first sort of spark that you had for this in growing up where you
Thank
did?
you. Oh, thank you for this question because it's very important. I tell you, I start when I was 4 years old, so it's a long time ago. And my mother asked me to play. Yes, exactly. But I tell you the truth because I mean, at the beginning, I was so little, and so I didn't like very much because I saw my friends go to play football from the window downstairs in the street, and I was with a piano to make exercise. So I didn't like it all for many years. But my mother luckily insisted so much. She was really strong, Sicilian, because this is important also, no? And I born in Milan, but my mother in Sicily, my father from Puglia, and so she's a sister. I carry on. At a certain point, when I was 11 years old, I said, "Mama, I want to stop. I don't like this." And she was very upset and very sad. She told me, "Okay, if you don't like, but at least you have to study guitar." I say, "Okay, maybe guitar is better," because at the time, starting Beatles, Rolling Stones, I was 13, 11 years old. So, and okay, I thought my guitar, like electric guitar. Arrived a very serious master with a classical guitar, like Segovia, this kind of things. Oh, mamma mia, I say, but I studied a little. And so after that, at the school, was starting the bands to play, you know, the young bands, and so I start to enjoy with the music, not just like something you have to do in the school, no? And enjoy with the music, to share the music, to meet friends, and from that I play the guitar in the band. After a couple of years, maybe less, start a group like Procolarum. Maybe you know a Wilder Stade Pale. This was a starting point because in the band begin the organ, the Hammond organ at the time, the first doesn't have. And so I play a little bit piano after 7 years. Everybody told me, stop the guitar, start the organ. Now you have to play the organ. So like this, I start play, and from that, little by little, I love music, and I start again at the conservatory, and I study many years conducting electronic music, piano, and composition mainly with the best masters. So I'm very grateful for my mother and also to my masters. It's okay like this? It's enough.
Roberto, I've
This
often said
story.
parents are very difficult to bring into the world. And I have to say that also my parents sort of had me play the piano at about 4 or 5 from that point of view. I think what in the end I thought was just a step too far, which you probably magically addressed, was the music of Scarlatti. Scarlatti's
Oh,
keyboard routines.
fantastic.
fairly challenging, but good stuff.
Very challenging, very difficult, also to play technically, no?
Indeed, but as I say, life continues. I mean, from there, of course, literally your career has pretty much been on an upward trajectory. And again, some of the highlights that we've actually got there playing, obviously in Moscow and at happier times, shall we say, and indeed being much loved by the Russian people as well from that point of view. Can I just go back just very briefly to Atlas? And obviously, Pam will be
Oh
keen
yeah,
to go in on this and
sure.
talk a little bit about your decision to produce that awesome instrumental version of Starman as a requiem to the memory of the late great David Bowie.
Yes, because I always liked David Bowie, especially because I think somebody that believe in the music and believe in the so deeply, you know, is like a sacred. I think the rock at the end is a sacred thing. Why? Because all the people, the musician, they are not make like a piece. I mean, they are really the rock and the life is the same thing in of these people. Also, these people that is like Jimi Hendrix, David Bowie, they believe so much and they as transmission so much that the idea of rock that for me is like pure, something pure, totally pure, like ideal, not only music, ideal of a life we are all brothers, a life where we can share things, not egoistic, no, all many things. Then maybe start from the, I mean, beat generation and this kind of thing. So David Bowie was in my heart also because it goes always, behind any borders, any hierarchies. So in music, I try to do this all my life to go behind genre, but to be open all influences from classical, from rock, from folk, from everything. Indian music, I mean, geographic and also storytelling. So I felt to do this and I
Oh,
have done this.
you know, the filmmaker and man of many, many talents years ago, Jean Cocteau, has a famous quote, which is, "Art is not a pastime." I think I'm paraphrasing. "Art is a priesthood." And the people that you mentioned, including yourself, treat this as a religion, as a
Oh yeah.
priesthood. And
Oh
whatever
yeah.
comes through, whatever you're pulling from, whatever kind of music that you put out, and even if that changes from time to time, which in the case of David, he went through many, many, many changes, but no pun intended. But
Oh yeah.
he, you know, it's so important and it's so true what you're saying. And it's interesting because I hear this in your music. You can tell there's such a cross-referencing of different things, different art forms, the
Yes.
dance, beautiful ballet, and the
Oh yeah.
visual sonic
Thank
spectrum.
you.
It
Thank you.
just, the more you love, the more music you are open to, and the more art forms you are open to, the greater palette you have from painting, all the different colors can come in. And we're really honored to have you. This is
And that's something else, Roberto, that leads to, I
thank
think, our second choice of music for yourself. Can you just share with us what was your thinking when on the album Atlas you actually produced Handel Hendrix House? I mean, you've got Handel, Jimi
This is a nice
Hendrix,
thought.
and possibly a house as well. So was that again that synthesis of origins?
I do my best. I was in London because I made a kind of pilgrimage in the places where great musicians lived, just to have the sensation, the space of this masterwork born. I was in Vienna, the Beethoven house, and in Venice, and the Vivaldi, in the Puccini, in Verdi, and Bach in Lipsia, in German. And also, I could miss Handel in London. So I went to this house. There was a museum that is a museum now, and I went around. Go in all the rooms and see the cymbal, the scores, everything. I had a fantastic tour in the period of music, you know? And then before to come out to exit at the end of my visit, I saw big photo, money, I mean, of Jimi Hendrix. I was very surprised. What's happened? I mean, maybe I have a hallucination because what's got. And then I saw some records, vinyls, and the photos, and all things about Jimi Hendrix in the room. And then I was so impressed, so surprised. And I went to the lady at the bookshop and asked, but why in this, excuse me, in this museum, in this house of Handel, full of things of Jimi Hendrix? Because, Amma, you don't know that Jimi Hendrix lived here 3 years, 3 years, when the house wasn't a museum. So it wasn't, so he didn't know, but it happened. He lived there in the Handel house. So I was incredible. I say London is a little village about just some little house. So what coincidence, incredible that two, I mean, great composer, artist, I mean, in the history of music, they lived there 3 centuries of different, far, but in the same place. So I say this is a magic place. I want to, I mean, celebrate this house, Handel Hendrix House, HHH. This
Absolutely. I
is
mean,
the story.
it's almost as though you got music for the royal fireworks along the watchtower in a purple haze. Fantastic. I mean, it's joyous.
also I like it. Just to tell you something, I like very much Handel because he made to the English to cry. So it's very difficult. This is fantastic, no? English people.
It takes a German to break through the stiff upper lip. It's a European aspect, but never mind. That's another issue. Before we hand over to Gio, I've got to ask the question. As you're born in Milan, and you were saying you used to look at as a child at the footballs, etc. AC Milan or Inter Milan or neither?
AC Milan, always and always.
I thought it might be. I'd be that. Good stuff. Gio Pilato, of course, you're responsible for Roberto coming to New York Real Talk, for which we are eternally grateful.
Is it also? Can I say? Oh, sorry. No, I don't want to
carry
interrupt
on, please.
I just say that's a great friend of mine, Joel.
Exactly. Well, I mean, listen, I've known Gio just for a few months, and I can't imagine anybody not being a great friend of Gio. He's just a wonderful person. So that's all great there. Music journalist extraordinaire. Gio, any questions you'd like to put to Roberto at present?
Yeah, I mean, it's great that Roberto can be with us on the show tonight. And I know that Roberto is very close to release his brand new album. So I was wondering if Roberto can reveal a little bit more about the new album in terms of the release date of the album and if perhaps there is a concept within the album itself that he can talk us about.
Thank you for this question. The single was out just a week ago, Atlantis, the name. And we have done with Virtuosi Italiani, one of the great orchestra, chamber orchestra that we have in Italy. The concept in general is always, my idea or the music as a bridge, as something that can connect us to our deep, eternal state that it doesn't change anymore. That maybe in this society, we are very busy, so we a little bit forget this part. But the sound, and the music have the power to wake up this part and inside of us, and also to share, to be together. The music can be as unifying, and so this is and also Kamala said before. Your name is because I'm sorry that the connection is not good. What can you repeat your name, please?
Oh well, okay. In America, it's Pamela, but in Italy, I think it's Pamela.
But yes, Pamela. But I like Pamela. It's your name.
Pamela.
Camera. As you tell before, I mean, I go behind genre. I try the essence of all genre of music because I think that every kind of music when they reach the right point, they arrive and they go behind the scene, behind the superficial. Now we can change the form, but the essence is there. We can change the jacket, the fashion, but inside of us never change. For example, I say always an example, if we went in a little church, I mean, 1,000 of years ago, maybe more, and you see a chant, a prayer, an invocation, and you go now in the same place, I mean, untouchable from the society, never change. Because it's something inside of us and is eternal, like our potentiality, and like our being, our deep being. So this is my sense of music. I do music for this kind of for all these reasons.
I would like to say something. You are unbelievably eloquent in English.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. But I need to improve much more. Thank you so much. This was I appreciate so much.
You too. Yours
thank you. Thank you so much. Roberto. And I'm sorry because sometimes I lose, maybe I don't know why I lose some words, and maybe I lose the deep sense of your question. But please tell me, because if I don't answer in the right way, thank you.
It's fantastic from our point of view. Roberto, I've got to look, as we head towards the future, I'm very impressed that you're also the founder of the Educational Music Academy. Would you like to just share with us again this very important project and why it's actually looking to encourage the next generation of musicians to effectively share their talent and skills and their voices, of course?
Oh yes, thank you. Because yesterday we present all our academy. We was invited to the Montecatini Film Festival, and I was very, very happy because all these composer and pianists, they play, and we start and we work so much, and they are full of joy and enthusiasm to work and to play and to, so is a 12 years that I start with this academy, and I'm very happy because most of them they make some prize in the Los Angeles, in London. They make music for films, so is and especially they play, and they like to play, and they find the deep way, because here in our academy we start with meditation, with yoga, relaxation, with attention, and this kind of presence, and not be fear, and to be really present in the act of music or to play.
And indeed, to live in the moment, which is something which is so vital in terms of mental health, well-being, and so on.
You say the most important thing, I think, because for my very important for me, and also I try to spread in the music when I play. I try to be present always, like mindfulness, and this kind of yoga. And I come from some part where this is the main point, and for evolution. And so you touched the right point. Thank you.
As I said, I experienced your work through Atlas, which is a wonderful collection. Of the numerous tracks that are actually there, do you have a particular favourite yourself that you think, actually, I like Mirabilis or Celestia or The Future or Floating? Is there one that for you think, actually, although it's a bit like choosing my favourite Offspring, I'd really go for this one?
It's very difficult, very difficult. But I mean, it's like the child. You know, you can't say that's yes, that's bad. But it's true. In some moment, you have something. I don't know. Maybe that you can touch a more deep way. When I compose, I start always from silence, because silence becomes like a calm sea and like a space. And if I can be enough open and go deep in my state, the sounds that become out, that go out, is like an arrow, and it's like somebody then touch who listen at the same level, and we share the music like in the very deep communion through the sound. I mean, my ocean is a good Ocean is a special song. Also, Endless Time, Last Day.
They're all wonderful. Let's face it, they're all wonderful.
I mean, I'm sorry, I can't say
exactly.
What I
that's
say.
Okay. We'll go with Ocean.
I have done now is the 22 album. Yeah. My next. So is I've done many, and also many operas, and I can't. Prefer
We listen to Oceano because it is the Atlantic Ocean that actually separates Pamela from ourselves on the European continent, shall we say.
Thank you.
And Pamela, we've reached that stage where, yes, it's wacky New York moment time. So it's over to you to put the question to the maestro.
Okay, maestro, I'm going to say a word and you have to tell me if it's correct or incorrect. But I heard this word as pazzo.
Oh, correct. Correct. Very correct. We are, yeah, very correct. There are many, many of these. Crazy, no? Crazy in English. Yeah. I'm a little bit pazzo. Yes, it's true.
The best people are pazzo. So, New York is pazzo. So,
oh, yeah.
The question is,
I love New York because never sleep. It's still like this, I hope. I don't know. But once I remember, always like this, like a bean, big bean that breathing and is always there. Fantastic.
Exactly.
Great.
So when you were in New York, one time, do you remember pazzo? Like, do you remember a crazy moment from your being in New York that sticks in your memory of really strange or incredible, out of the ordinary, you think this can only happen in New York? Do you have a memory you'd like to share about this, about New York?
Oh, I've had many, many, many memories. That's difficult. But I mean, I don't know if Pat's or no, but I will remember a couple of things. Many, many years ago, a friend of mine was at the interview and I went to visit Andy Warhol. And he looked at me very, very, without words. It's a kind of be crazy, very, very high face. And so I liked very much that moment. We stayed together for a drink, something. And the evening, I was at the Michael's Pub, I thought the name. I was at a table very close to Woody Allen and played the clarinet with his band. So two moments, the opposite, but two great artists, great places. At the time, New York was my first time in New York, and I was crazy myself because I couldn't believe, no, at this city so full of energy, full of light, full of joy, and I never forget. And after also, yeah, but you know, the first time was great. Also the gallery, Castelli, the artist in every field. And so this is
Warhol and Woody Allen, obviously quite an interesting combination there. But that's certainly
the same
raised
day,
the bar,
the
Roberto.
Day. It's almost like Hendrix the Handel.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was fantastic.
Gio, anything
you'd like to come back soon and to know you in person, I hope. Next concert, you will be invited, and I the honor to invite you, and I hope that you will be there.
Yes, likewise. Come to Italy.
Gio, anything you'd like to add at present?
I know a lot about the maestro. Therefore, my intent tonight was to leave the field, both you and Pamela. I just like to perhaps something that many people do not know, especially I guess in UK and in the States, is that the maestro for many years has done outdoor concert in the very early hours of the morning, like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. In some really spectacular scenery, like Tuscan Hills and many of these places. And I think that this part of his personality, which reflects in his music, gives a very peaceful sense to everyone that go and watch the maestro. And I think it may be give an extra prospect to our listeners about not just the artist, but the kind of human being that Roberto Cacciapaglia is. It's just something that I wanted to share with everyone. Yeah.
I have a question, though, because Roberto, you're a musician. So that's not musician hours. Musicians usually wake up really late. So that is actually incredible. You can wake up so early to do this.
Oh, yes. You know that I wake up early. Yeah, because you know why? It's come also from my mother. She told me, look at the sunshine. before the sunshine, you know, when start the day, the planet is like everything is without moving at nothing. And then start the day, and all the day is like a big breath, like of the planet, until the sunshine. And then another stop of 40, 45 minutes, more or less. No? And then the night is like a exhalation of the planet. So why this? Because is because in that moment there are like suspended. It's like our breathing. If we exhale, inhale, and then exhalation need a little stop, and then we exhale. Always in our breathing is like this. The planet is the same. In this moment, everything is stop, and the music come more pure, without interference.
And there was our Roberto
That was from my mother, in front of the sea or in the mountain, and always like this moment.
There's a Buddhist term called Sambhoko Kaya. Sambhoko Kaya is that moment, and you're recognizing the moment, your awareness of that most beautiful moment. Now you're making me want to get up really early tomorrow and try to see this, because I have a difficult time getting up in the morning, but your mama was so wise.
Yes, because she was very connected to the nature, and then we through the sound and through many things we must come back to our nature, inner nature and out nature, and from the Sambhoga Kaya we go to the Dharmakaya. The Dharmakaya, because we are men.
We're children of the universe and star stuff, Roberto. Star stuff.
Nirmanakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Dharmakaya. This is the body, energy, and mind. And we, the music, we can put us together in this.
And that healing quality is something which certainly is echoed through all of the music that I've been privileged to actually hear from your good self. And as Gia will confirm, when we tested this out on a live midweek drive show with the next generation of students, etc., they were also blown away with the material they were hearing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It seems like the emotional response of the lovely young ladies that were in the studio with you, it was very... very honest, and I remember somebody saying that they were going to add Roberto's music to their Spotify playlist or things like that, which is something that for 20-something years old, in these days and age, is very encouraging to listen to.
It proves that quality will transcend everything. That's the important thing. And Roberto has...
Yes. Yeah, another important point. This is right. Without age, without borders. Also, I mean, different kind of generations. This is very important. Because we are all together. And the soul and some wish of ascent or evolution does not age. Always in every generation there is. And so my audience is always full of these people, and I'm in different age, in different culture, everything different, but in the concert, in the music, they're one, just one. And wow. This also, if I go to the United States, to Italy, UK, China, everything, the audience is they're not so much different in front of the music.
Exactly.
Maybe. Wow. Out there are a lot of difference, but in front of the music, of the sound, is the same.
Absolutely. Well, for il momento che verrà, or the moment yet to come, Pamela, would you like to put those last two questions to Roberto? Because we've reached that time at the end of this. I think it can only be the first of the long series of Roberto Cacciapilaglia sessions. But Pamela, over to you.
Thank you. I hope.
I'm very sad to ask the next two questions, because it means that we have to say goodbye for the moment. But the questions.
But arrivederci. It's not addio. Arrivederci, yeah.
You had a good time with us, and will you please come back very soon?
Thank you very much for this interview, for this conversation. I was so happy to meet you, and thank you to Joe, to Pamela, and to Alex very much, and to all people that listen. And I'm sorry if my English is not perfect.
No, perfect. No.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Magnificent. Finally, Pamela, I suppose we should really do this in Italian. So we should ask Gio, why is New York home of the world's New York? No, I can't even get the words out. New York is the home to what, Pamela?
Okay, Gio, see if you can translate this. It's even more pazzo than anything you could imagine. New York City, home of the world's finest pickle, as in dill pickle. Pickle.
Okay.
Pico.
No.
Pico. Tacchini. No, is
Roberto, if you imagine what we called sottaceti.
Sottaceti.
Oh.
Okay, so imagine a little cucumber that you put
yes.
in oil and then you keep. Mm-hmm. That
oh, it's
is
good.
the closest
I want
that I
to
can.
try.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you make like ferment, like you ferment this, and it's so good. So when you come to New
Oh,
York, get you some pickles.
fantastic. Yes. Barattolo, as you say, box of.